Have you ever felt that familiar struggle trying to build real connections online, grow an audience, maybe on Instagram, but just feeling totally burnt out?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge challenge. And that burnout often comes from, the inefficiency of it all.
You mean like the copy-pasting DMs forever?
That's part of it, definitely. But it's also, forgetting who you messaged, when you need to follow up, and critically, having almost no clue what's actually working. Our sources really point to that lack of data.
That makes sense. So today on The Deep Dive, we're looking into this tool called Howdy. The sources we have give us a pretty good look at how it tries to tackle Instagram DMs.
Yeah, its big claim is delivering the human touch at superhuman speed.
It sounds like a contradiction, right? So our mission is to unpack that. What does it really mean for anyone trying to scale up their outreach online?
Well, the core idea, I think, is understanding that generic messages just get ignored. Howdy tries to get around that. By looking at things like user bios, their content, it tries to make the first message feel relevant, not just blasting out messages, but starting a potentially warm conversation.
Okay, so it's trying to blend speed with that personal feel.
Yeah.
How does it actually do that? Let's get into the mechanics. Where do the leads even come from?
Right. So Howdy helps you find and collect leads, potentially thousands, right from Instagram.
From where specifically?
From engagement on posts, hashtags, locations, or even followers of public accounts, though important note, not verified accounts.
Gotcha. And then you can filter them.
Exactly. You can organize them into lists, filter by follower count, number of posts, maybe even the language they use. So you can get really targeted.
Okay. Targeted leads. Check. But then the message itself, how do you avoid it sounding like a robot wrote it?
That's the human touch part they talk about. You've got options. You can use a quick prompt, let AI generate a personalized message based on their profile, their bio, their recent posts.
Using AI.
Or you can create your own custom templates. The idea is to make it feel like you looked at their profile. And it automates follow-ups too, which saves a ton of mental energy.
Okay, that follow-up automation sounds useful. So you've got the leads, you've crafted the messages.
Mm-hmm.
How do you actually send them out efficiently and crucially track if they work?
There's a Chrome extension for the sending part, makes it smoother. And key point here, built-in analytics.
Ah, the data part again.
Right. So you can actually see what's working, what's not, which messages get replies. It uses a credit system, one credit per message. And they seem to emphasize doing it responsibly within Instagram's rules.
Okay, the text sounds pretty comprehensive. But does it actually work in the real world? What do the numbers and user stories say?
The numbers are pretty impressive, actually. Our sources mention over 1 million leads collected, more than 100,000 messages sent,
wow,
and over 50,000 replies. That's significant engagement.
And people are actually saving time.
Seems so. We saw examples like Brian Donovan from TeamOS saving reportedly 20 plus hours a week.
20 hours? That's huge.
Yeah. And Gabe Mayence from Gabe Media cut his DM time from over 20 hours down to just 2 while still getting replies. There's also Rich Mendoza, a barbershop owner, using it daily. Shows its practical application.
So it's not just for, say, marketers?
No, not at all. The sources list a whole range. Content creators, social media managers, sales folks, agency owners, influencers, founders, coaches, podcasters. Pretty much anyone who needs to connect with people online to grow.
It really covers a broad spectrum then. Anyone needing to scale that initial connection.
Exactly. It's built for professionals who get that engagement matters but are just swamped by the volume.
So, thinking about all this, it does make you reflect on your own digital habits, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In this world that's getting more automated, how do we find that balance, using tools like Howdy for efficiency, which is great.
But without losing that genuine human connection.
Right. Where's the line? Can automation really enhance our connections, or does it maybe subtly start to make things feel a bit less human? Something to think about.